This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Turkish police continue to look for the remains of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi in a forest near Istanbul at a rural location about 90 kilometers south of the city. In another development, Turkish authorities are denying that they have shared an audio recording of his murder with U.S. officials. A friend of Khashoggi has described him as a man whose love of history compelled him to keep an eye out on what united the region's bitterly divided countries. But he was not the subdued, overly serious man many believed him to be.
Really, Mr. Jamal Khashoggi was not as he seemed on the media, with his husky voice and the serious character. He in the life, he is a funny man.
Iyad El-Haji, a Syrian documentary filmmaker who worked with Khashoggi, said that the journalist was proud of his Saudi identity and also of his family's Turkish roots. But he added that Khashoggi was seeking to settle in Turkey and get Turkish citizenship to facilitate his movement and travels after he went to self-imposed exile. Khashoggi, once a royal family insider, grew critical of the current rulers because of their crackdown on opposition, the war on neighboring Yemen, and for severing ties with another Gulf state, Qatar. Mass street demonstrations are expected Saturday in Taiwan. This is over growing anger against perceived bullying by its militarily and economically more powerful rival, China. The advocacy group Formosa Alliance predicts tens of thousands of people will gather for its demonstration in central Taipei. The ruling Democratic Progressive Party is organizing its own demonstration in southern Taiwan. China claims sovereignty over self-ruled Taiwan and insists the island will someday fall under its flag. This is VOA News. UN Special Reporter on the Human Rights of Migrants Felipe Gonzalez Morales is calling on the United States and Mexico to seriously consider the human rights of migrants.
The respect of the rights mean that each and every case has to be individually considered, that there cannot be massive collective expulsions, for instance, in violation of international law.
Morales' comments come as participants in a 3,000-strong migrant caravan is heading toward the United States. In spite of U.S. President Donald Trump's threats of retaliation, the migrants are mostly from Honduras, but migrants from other Central American countries have joined that caravan. International aid is pouring into the Indonesian island of Sulawesi for tens of thousands of earthquake and tsunami survivors. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Aid agencies are racing against time to get relief to earthquake survivors before the monsoon season sets in next month. The Sulawesi disaster is estimated to have killed more than 2,000 people. UNHCR spokesman Charlie Yaxley says aid workers went to Palu, the epicenter of the quake in central Sulawesi this past week.
Our staff described the effects of the earthquake and tsunami as beyond imagination and devastating. Communities have seen their houses, schools, and hospitals reduced to rubble. Entire villages have been decimated.
Yaxley says many survivors are too traumatized to face returning to what is left of their homes. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And 3 weeks after the 7.5 magnitude earthquake and tsunami struck, the government estimates that more than 87,000 people have remained homeless. Bangladeshi citizens living in Europe protested in front of the European Council's headquarters in Brussels Friday, wearing green caps and carrying posters of the imprisoned former prime minister. The protesters chanted, "We want democracy." Mohammed Malik is the president of the UK branch of Bangladesh Nationalist Party.
We are here because we want to help from the European Union. In Bangladesh, we need a democracy in Bangladesh. We need a human rights in Bangladesh. We want freedom in Bangladesh.
It came as a meeting took place in the Belgian capital between 30 European leaders and their counterparts from 21 Asia nations, as well as top officials from the European Union and Association of Southeast Asian Nations. And the Pentagon said Friday that the United States and South Korea have suspended another major military exercise and a continued push for diplomacy. The chief Pentagon spokesperson, Dana White, said the two militaries would suspend the joint air exercise in order to give the diplomatic process every opportunity to continue. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.